This is Radio Romania International Broadcasting from Bucharest. Changemakers, stories of impact and inspiration.
Welcome to a fresh installment of Changemakers. I'm your usual host, Mihaela Ignatescu. As we mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day on January 27th, a day honoring the victims of Nazi persecution and the liberation of Auschwitz, we reflect on the courage of those who endured and later taught the world about the depths of cruelty and the power of resilience. One such figure is Eva Moses Kor, a Romanian-born Holocaust survivor, whose life became a testament to remembrance, education, and the enduring call to confront hatred with understanding. Stay tuned for her remarkable story. Eva Moses Kor was born on January 31, 1934, in the tiny village of Porț in Salaj County, Romania. She was the youngest of four daughters of Alexander and Iafa Moses and was raised alongside her twin sister, Miriam. Their family were farmers. They lived a modest but stable life in a community where Eva and Miriam attended a one-room schoolhouse and learned their early lessons together. In 1940, the world around them began to change. Northern Transylvania was ceded to Hungary, and with that came Hungarian Nazi occupation and rising anti-Semitism. By 1944, the family was rounded up and herded with other Jews into a ghetto. A few weeks later, the Moses family were loaded into a crowded cattle car bound for Auschwitz-Birkenau in German-occupied Poland. After a four-day journey without sufficient food or water, the train screeched to a halt. Guards began yelling orders outside. Packed in their car, like so many others, the children saw grey sky through the barbed wire-covered window. The doors opened and chaos followed instantly. Eva later recalled that it took only about 30 minutes for her entire family to be separated. An SS guard asked her mother if the girls were twins. When the mother said yes, Eva and Miriam were yanked away, taken from her mother's extended arms with no warning and no explanation. A few minutes later, her parents and two older sisters were marched in another direction. They were never seen again. Miriam and Eva were among a small group selected by SS physician Josef Mengele to be part of his twin experiments. They became subject to systematic medical exams and gruesome experiments driven by Nazi pseudoscientific obsession with heredity and racial purity. These trials lasted 4 months, with twins separated, measured, and observed in ways that defy any medical or ethical standard. Few of the twins survived at all. At one point during the camp ordeal, Eva became seriously ill. She did not want to draw attention because rumors spread that inmates taken to the camp hospital never came back. But her fever became so high that she was removed from the group and taken to a sick barrack. The next day she was examined by Mengele and several other doctors who looked at her fever chart and said, "Too bad, she is too young, she only has 2 weeks to live." Those words became a defining moment. Alone in the hospital barrack, Eva promised herself she would survive. She crawled across the floor, unable to stand, toward the single water faucet at the end of the room. She later said that as she crawled and slipped in and out of consciousness, her only thought was, "I must survive." After about 2 weeks, her fever finally broke, and 3 weeks later, she was returned to the main camp and reunited with Miriam. The sisters endured the camp until January 27, 1945, when the Soviet Red Army liberated Auschwitz. Of the tens of thousands of children imprisoned there, only about 180 survived, and Eva and Miriam were among them. They were sent to a former convent in Katowice used as an orphanage, and through perseverance and help from others, they eventually located a friend of their mother who took responsibility for them and helped bring them back to Romania. In the years that followed, Eva and Miriam rebuilt something of a life. In 1950, they emigrated to what was then the British Mandate of Palestine, later Israel. Eva served in the Israeli Army's Engineering Corps, rising to the rank of Sergeant Major. In 1960, she married another Holocaust survivor, Michael Kor, and they settled in Terre, Indiana, in the United States. They raised two children, Alex and Rena, and Eva became a naturalized U.S. citizen in 1965. For decades, Eva did not speak publicly about her experiences. But that changed in 1978 when she was interviewed on local television while the NBC miniseries Holocaust aired. Her testimony drew attention and led her to become an active witness and educator. In the early 1980s, she began searching for other survivors like her, twins who had been part of Mengele's experiments. Starting with letters mailed around the world, and with the help from her sister, she located dozens of survivors. By 1984, the organization she established, CANDLES, Children of Auschwitz Nazi Deadly Lab Experiment Survivors, had identified 122 other survivors on four continents. In the course of her work with CANDLES, Eva became an outspoken advocate for Holocaust education and human rights. She also returned to Auschwitz multiple times to lead educational groups and bear witness at the very sites where she had suffered. In 1995, on the 50th anniversary of Auschwitz liberation, Eva traveled back to Birkenau with her son, daughter, and others. With her was Dr. Hans Münch, a German physician who had served in the camp and was one of the few SS doctors acquitted of war crimes because he had refused to participate in selections and had sometimes acted to shield inmates. At Eva's request, he signed a sworn affidavit attesting to the existence and use of gas chambers at Auschwitz, a powerful testimony against Holocaust denial. In return, and in that place of unspeakable suffering, Eva signed her own document of amnesty, forgiving those who had wronged her. Her declaration was explicit. She forgave in her name only, and she later described the moment as transformative. A burden of pain lifted, a moment when she was no longer in the grip of hate. "I was finally free," she said. But her stance was controversial. Many Holocaust survivors rejected the notion that those who perpetrated or facilitated genocide could be forgiven. Some accused her of speaking for others. But Eva consistently framed her choice as her own, a necessary step for her liberation from victimhood. Eva's work extended beyond testimony and forgiveness. Under her leadership, CANDLES opened the CANDLES Holocaust Museum and Education Center in Terre Haute in 1995, dedicated to educating the public about the Holocaust, the Mengele twins, and the dangers of hatred and pseudoscience. After a 2003 arson attack destroyed the original building, the museum was rebuilt and reopened in 2005. She also worked for Holocaust education legislation, helping pass an Indiana law in 2007 requiring Holocaust education in secondary school. Every year, she led trips back to Auschwitz with educators, students, and community members to foster first-hand understanding. In the last decades of her life, Eva continued to speak publicly, contribute to books, and appear in documentaries. She even participated in trials of former Nazis, once embracing defendant Oskar Gröning in court after he acknowledged his role in Auschwitz atrocities, a gesture she explained as part of bearing witness and challenging denial. Eva Moses Kor died on July 4, 2019, in Krakow, Poland, during a CANDLES educational trip to Auschwitz. She was 85. Her death marked the end of a life that had crossed some of the darkest chapters of history, yet committed itself to education, remembrance, and the controversial but deeply personal path to healing. That's all from Changemakers today. Thank you for listening.